It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and we are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers. We have our video people in-house here with Martin at the helm. And best of all, we've got a large group of musicians known collectively as Superfónicos. They're playing tonight at the 310 for our big wind-down. It's a free event, and we hope to see you out there. And can we get a little music from you gentlemen?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Live in Studio 1A, Superfónicos on KUTX 98.9.
En la vida, mamá, porque así en la vida, papá, sigue pa'lante, nunca pa' atrás, sigue pa'lante, nunca pa' atrás, porque así en la vida, mamá, porque así en la vida.
Todavía la vida me sigue dando palos, pero
yo sigo pa'lante.
Una vida que se va y adelante,
yo sigo pa'lante.
Todavía la vida me sigue dando palos, pero
yo sigo pa'lante.
Told our audience we were going to have a dance party today, and sure enough, courtesy of Superfónicos, one called Sigue Pa'lante, which translates as
keep moving forward, basically.
All right.
Basically, yeah. So right now, in this time when it seems like everything's kind of going backwards, this is sort of our call to arms to don't let down the fight and just keep moving forward.
And the group's been together for, what, 3 or 4 years?
We've been kind of cooking it in the lab for about 2 or 3 years and didn't launch it till about November of last year. So it all kind of came together. You know how things do. You just sort of wait for things to kind of, you're cooking a stew and it just, when it starts smelling right, you're like, all right, it's time.
So, you know, Austin has a fair number of groups that do kind of similar thing, you know, in a larger context, Grupo Fantasma, Brownout, Hardproof. How do you guys kind of stand out from the rest of kind of that, we'll call it a world beat?
Sure. Sort of thing. I think what really differentiates our group is the Colombian elements, which Jaime could probably speak to a little better than I. In particular, this gaita flute right there.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
You want to tell
them
a little bit about the gaita?
The gaita is one of many flutes from the native Colombian people. There's still like a lot of native Colombian cultures there, and the flute is like a common element. But this has been like a very renowned flute of all the flutes that are in Colombia, because Carlos Vives, that is probably one of the most important like Colombian acts, has like a gaitera there. So this is pretty unique to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And
the maracón. So these instruments are totally Colombian.
Indigenous.
There's no other country that has this particular set of instruments. So I think
Gaita. It's not like a flute that you would play kind of parallel to the ground. You play it like a soprano saxophone. It's kind of
pretty much straight.
Yeah, straight and flute-like.
And this is supposed to be a European flute.
Right.
But we just like find a way to build a gaita head. So now this is, I call it the gauta, because it's like in the middle between gaita and flauta. And this pretty much gives me the sound of the native instrument, but all the keys, the 12 notes. So
much more melodic options. Yeah.
So this, as part of the repertoire, we play some Ethiopian tunes, and
really?
This just like fits perfect for that.
Oh, really? You don't usually associate Colombian music with Ethiopian music, but
the coast of Colombia, in particular the north coast, was a very important shipping center, and when the slaves made it there, it brought a lot of obviously the drums, and then this flute is indigenous, so the Indians, and then the language was European Spanish. So a lot of this influence came from different countries, from Africa, from different places, and the Caribbean coast of Colombia is definitely a melting pot for all that.
And the band's certainly a melting pot for all of this kind of music. Again, we're with Superfónicos, and you can catch them this evening beginning at 5 o'clock at the Wind Down. It's a free event. It's happening at the 310 right below ACL Live at the Moody Theater. You can get more information at 310austin.com. There'll be wine tastings, there'll be food there, and again, it's for free starting at 5 o'clock. So, Superfónicos, can we get another tune from you?
Yeah, this one's called El Miedo.
Ahí vino el miedo y allá profundo dentro de tuyo. Yo quería ser el mejor gaitero, pero es que el sueño me congeló. Yo quería ser el mejor gaitero, pero es que el miedo me congeló. No tengas miedo, no. El miedo mata, sí. No tengas miedo, no.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon, Superfónicos, that's one called El Miedo, and you can catch these gentlemen this evening beginning at 5 o'clock down at the 310, our big wind down, which happens the last Wednesday of each month at the 310, right below ACL Live at the Moody Theater. So I understand you gentlemen are working with Adrian Quesada on an upcoming album?
We worked with him on a series of singles, and we released the first one of those probably about a month ago. It's a tune called Rio Negro. We're going to play that one next, but you guys won't hear that. You got to go to the website for that.
Yeah.
Special content. But we will have copies of the vinyl tonight over at 310, so swing by and get one.
All right. Well, gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure. Sounded great, and best of luck to you.
Thank you for
having us. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to Martin and his crew of video people, videographers, and both sight and sound will be up online on our website at KUTX.org, along with the forthcoming tune, Rio Negro. So check that out, and check them out this evening at the 3:10. Still to come, I've got some tickets to give away to Ryan Bingham and lots more music right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.